The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hail to the Redskins!
Hail Missouri! I'm sorry. Yeah, well, it wasn't a victory yesterday, and there was some misery at the end. Joining us on the line right now for our Redskins report, Trevor Maddich, Redskins elite long snapper. He's our WMAL Redskins analyst, and you see him all the time over at Comcast Sportsnet, where he serves as a co-host. He's an Emmy winner and a good guy. How are you this morning, Trevor?
I am very, very sad, Brian.
Yeah, I am too. I was frustrated watching this game yesterday. What went wrong, Trevor?
Well, what went wrong was the Redskins didn't show up for the first quarter. It's a four-quarter game, and the Redskins played three, really only two in the second half. They fumbled the ball on each of their first two drives, the same guy, Matt Jones. And that really set the tone for the game. And at the end of it all, if you point back to the critical play that cost the Redskins this game, it's hard to say this play cost us the game. But you can point to plays that were in the category that helped you to lose it. That second drive where Matt Jones fumbled the ball at the 2-yard line.
Yep.
That play right there cost them at least a field goal attempt in a game that they lost by 3 points.
Yeah, and I mean, you say they didn't show. I mean, listen, the offense really clicked in that fourth quarter, and it looked Kirk Cousins, what a great game he had. And to have it wasted with that, you know, what, 45-second drive by the Lions. What happened to the defense there? Was that your typical prevent defense, which ends up not preventing anything?
No, it wasn't that, Larry. The problem on that last drive was that Redskins lost their best football player, Josh Norman, corner.
Yeah.
He hit his head on the turf and got a concussion, and so he was out for that drive. And that meant that the Redskins were in a difficult position in what they had to choose on how to play Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford for the Lions is a Pro Bowl quarterback. He's fantastic. And without Josh Norman in there, the Redskins had two choices. One is leave extra guys back to cover receivers to help the young guys that had to replace Josh Norman.
Right.
Or take them out of coverage and blitz the quarterback. But that hangs out those young defensive backs, makes it more likely that Stafford would hit a big play. So they chose to try to get pressure with just four guys and cover. In other words, help the young guys. Well, Stafford, no matter what you do, is going to burn you, and he did. So the Redskins played the odds on defense, and I don't think they did anything wrong. It's just that they were overmatched without their best player.
All right, so Kirk Cousins, as Larry said, had a pretty good game, 30 for 39, 30 completions, 39 attempts. 301 yards passing. I was a little disappointed in the kicking game, and especially you're talking about a 3-point game. Well, there was a missed field goal.
There was, and this is Dustin Hopkins, who is one of the best place kickers the Redskins have ever had. Normally, he makes that 45 yarder, but 45 yard field goal seems automatic to the Redskins with Hopkins in there, but it's really not. In the NFL, a 45 yard field goal is missed on a fairly regular basis, and this one hit the upright.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's hard to blame him for that, just because you can't expect a kicker to be perfect. There were other things, I think, that were more important than that, but you're right that was an opportunity, and that was another play that the Redskins had to be able to put points on the board that they failed.
So what do you say to Redskins fans who look at this game and think to themselves, oh, man, that's one that we had, and we let it go right in the end there in the final minute, and this might hurt our chances in the long run. Is there still something to look at in encouragement here? I mean, listen, the Redskins team from a year and a half ago, they wouldn't have hung in there. if I may. I think they would have given up with all of the problems that they had in this game, but they hung in all the way to the end.
Yeah, you're right. And if you look at it from a glass half full standpoint, there's a couple things that you can see. One is that they're playing hard, and like you said, Larry, that's important. Another thing is that Kirk Cousins at quarterback is playing lights out now. I mean, yep. He is in his rhythm. People give him grief for not finding receiver DeSean Jackson on deep passes, and I understand that. But what he is doing is what he does best, which is make a quick read, get the ball out of his hands quickly. He completed 73% of his passes in this game. 73%, which is a phenomenal completion percentage. The only reason they didn't score more points was because of fumbles and because of things like an inopportune penalty or sack that put them in a bad situation. But if they keep throwing the ball like this, if Cousins keeps doing this, the Redskins are going to score, they're going to outscore people in shootouts and overcome the injuries that they've had on defense. It's a phenomenal potential for these guys still this year.
All right, so the Redskins now face Cincinnati, and that game's going to be played across the pond in London. Yes. That's both teams will be basically on the road for that trip.
Yeah, on the road is right. On the road in the air, I mean, that's a long trip. And I'll tell you, for people that haven't flown it, the way out there is about a five-hour flight, I think, from the East Coast. But the way back, you're going against the wind.
Right.
So that's a long flight. The problem for the Redskins is that it's a 9:30 a.m. kickoff. And the Redskins, you know, are accustomed to not showing up on time for a 1 p.m. game, right? And so this is a problem. They'll be having pregame meal at like 4 in the morning. Think about that.
Yeah.
So 5 in the morning, their body clocks. But a bigger problem is injuries. Their three best players, arguably, three of their four best players, are possibly out for this game. Left tackle Trent Williams has a knee, and then Jordan Reed, tight end, and Josh Norman are both in the concussion protocol still.
Yeah.
And then the other best player is Ryan Kerrigan, and he's playing with what amounts to a knee brace on his left elbow. That's a huge problem, and that's one thing for Redskins fans to watch.
Excuse me.
Will those guys be back?
A knee brace on his elbow. He's that big.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, yeah.
Hey, can I ask you real fast, Trevor, about this concussion protocol? Listen, it's speculation here, but knowing what kind of competitor Josh Norman is, knowing how critical that last minute was with Matthew Stafford trying to drive his team to the ultimate victory, if we didn't have the new concussion protocols in play, do you think a guy like Josh Norman would have been out there? Do you think not because the coaches forced him to, but because you couldn't keep him down?
Yeah, that's likely. I don't know how bad his symptoms were. I do know that when you looked at his eyes, as his head hit the ground and then his body rolled, it looked to me like he was even unconscious for a moment there. But the concussion protocol is really designed to protect the players from their own competitiveness because guys would want to come back in. So they take away their helmet so that there's no way they could come back in because the NFL has learned that head trauma and brain injury is not good entertainment. And they protect guys from their own desire to play. I mean, the guy will sprain an ankle, will come back in and play. They don't let him do that anymore with a head injury.
Yeah.
All right, and probably a good thing that they don't.
Very good
thing. All right, Trevor, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
All right, Brian. Thanks, guys.